This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Many parents around the country are reporting the same thing. Bare shelves or very low stocks of baby formula.
Even the leaders in FDA didn't get the information until February 9th about what was going on. That was an escalation error.
You messed up? What do you mean you messed up?
There were so many signs that happened many months ago. Why did all of this happen? And why went in more action wasn't taken?
Why?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Look, the details are just delicious, the way they're rolling out.
I know. I feel like a glutton.
Sussman is up for misleading, lying to the FBI.
Just to say, I'm a businessman. Yeah, that's right. That's where I went.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's it, dig it.
But really at the heart of this is Hillary Clinton. She sanctioned, mm-hmm. She approved this attempt to dirty up Donald Trump.
Such a nasty one.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Thank you for tuning in to the Howie Carr Show today. And again, I have a bandage on my nose, but I'm doing okay. We will be fine. I'll be back on Newsmax shortly. And it's just one of those things, skin cancer. Everybody in my age group, of my ethnic background, seems to have it. Anyway, I wanted to talk today some more about the ongoing Sussman trial. Michael Sussman is not testifying in his own defense. I didn't think he would. They always say they're going to testify, but they never do. In most cases, but the vast majority, but the FBI agents who have been testifying lately have just shown again just how hopelessly corrupt and incompetent the FBI is. And one of the FBI agents who's been testifying is Curtis Hyde, Hyde. And he was one of the people that was assigned the task of trying to run down the veracity of this latest Hillary Clinton hoax about the Alpha Bank's server. One of many. There were the Yoda phones, the dodgy dossier, the Alpha Bank server that was secretly communicating between the Kremlin and Donald Trump. So Curtis Hyde was being asked about his record, and he had to admit that he's under currently an internal investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for withholding exculpatory evidence. Stop me if you've heard this one before. This time for George Papadopoulos, I believe, as opposed to Carter Page, who had with exculpatory evidence not just withheld but doctored by the FBI to make him appear to be a Russian agent. And now it turns out that Curtis Hyde, according to Roger Stone, the former Trump associate, he supervised the early morning raid on Stone's home in Broward County, Florida. Remember when they tipped off the CNN and they made it seem like they were invading some Colombian cartel magnate's house? And it's just, I mean, how shocking is this? So I wanted to talk to Roger Stone about this. Roger, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, I'm delighted to be with you. You are a radio legend and one of my heroes.
Thank you. Well, listen, how is his name pronounced first? Is it Hyde or Heidi?
I think it's Heidi, but any way you spell it, the guy is bad news. So as you correctly said, he is the FBI agent who supervised the early morning raid on my home at 6 a.m., in which 29 fully SWAT-clad, M4 fully automatic assault weapon brandishing FBI agents stormed my home. They arrived in 17 armored vehicles. There was a government helicopter overhead. They also arrived in two amphibious units on the canal behind my house to take me into custody for the entirely fabricated charge of lying to Congress about what? About the Russian collusion, of which we now know definitively never took place, was not real. So if Mr. Heide knew in 2016 that the Alpha Bank information and the Steele dossier were fraudulent, why was he arresting me in 2019? And as far as Stephanopoulos is concerned, it goes much deeper than Agent Heide. Aaron Zielinski, the prosecutor in my case, is the one who submitted the doctored evidence to the court to cause the indictment of Papadopoulos. So when is he being disbarred? When is he being disbarred?
Well, the guy who actually doctored the documents wasn't disbarred. You know that, Roger Stone, Kevin Kleinsmith. He's the guy who actually changed the documents on Carter Page, right? He did. He never. Nothing happened to him. He pleaded guilty and he got a slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist. No, there's the real irony, because, of course, I'm following the Sussman trial day in and day out. Let's be very clear. Sussman is a patsy. He's the fall guy. He's the sacrificial lamb. Given everything that Mr. Durham has laid out, where is the indictment of Mark Elias? Where is the indictment of John Podesta? Where is the indictment of Robbie Mook? Where is the indictment, indeed, of the queen bee herself, Hillary Clinton?
And how about Joffe, too?
This is a conspiracy.
Joffe.
Him, too. This goes right to the very top, yet Mr. Durham has only charged Mr. Kleinsmith, who, as you correctly pointed out, got a slap on the wrist, and now charged Mr. Sussman, who, that's the very bottom of the totem pole. So these people destroyed me and my family. I mean, we lost everything, our home, my car, my savings, my ability and right to speak out openly. I was gagged for almost 2 years. They virtually destroyed us. And now here is proof that the entire matter was fabricated. One cannot lie to Congress under oath about something that never actually happened. Jesus Christ, am I even here to be on this show?
The lying that you were charged with, they asked you about some texts or emails that you sent, right, years earlier. I mean, who among us could you know, truthfully tell what we said in a text or an email from years earlier?
Well, and interestingly enough, there were almost 19 witnesses to go before the grand jury. None of them provided anything of any value against me because there was nothing to provide. But in every case, when they tried to object, saying the Russian collusion matter was a hoax, they were threatened with prosecution for even considering that. So this was the greatest single dirty trick in American political history. It is certainly the greatest single abuse of power in our history, in which Barack Obama and Joe Biden used the full authority of the United States government and actually our tax dollars, because we now know, according to some documents that were released by Judicial Watch only days ago, that the Georgia Tech hackers who were spying on Donald Trump actually received a grant to pay for their work from DARPA. So this was not only abuse of power, but was an illegitimate use of American taxpayers' money to spy on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. It boggles the mind. This makes Watergate look like small potatoes.
It really does. Someone mentioned that wanted me to ask you about this, but on January 6th, you were approached by federal agents and asked to go to the Capitol. Is that correct?
That is correct. So if you only read Twitter and you got all your news there, you would believe that I had some role in the matters of January 6th. In fact, I never went to the Ellipse. I never marched to the Capitol. I was not at the Capitol. I never left the grounds of my hotel on January 6th. I literally know nothing whatsoever about this. The media has tried to use guilt by association. Well, Roger Stone knows and speaks to Donald Trump. True. Roger Stone has met members of the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers. Also true. But that's as far as it goes. That casual connection proves nothing whatsoever. As I have said, any claim, accusation, or even implication that I was involved in, knew about, or condoned the illegal acts at the Capitol on January 6th is false. But here's what I do know. Watching it from my hotel room on TV, watching these people break, after the president's speech, the phone rings in the room, and there are two Secret Service agents downstairs in the lobby of the hotel telling me that they have been instructed to escort me to the Capitol. And I say, no, thank you. Now, had I left at that moment, by my calculation, I would have arrived almost exactly at the time that I think provocateurs broke into the Capitol, and therefore they would have pinned this entire fraud on me. But fortunately,
did you happen to ask who had instructed these Secret Service agents to escort you to the Capitol?
Actually, somebody working for me went downstairs to look at their credentials to ensure that they were actually Secret Service agents, and they were. The implication, of course, was that the president gave them this instruction, but they never actually said that. And I've been around the block long enough to know the Secret Service doesn't do political chores, generally speaking. So,
well, when Hunter Biden's on a crack binge in the Chateau Marmont with a Russian hooker, and he's using the big guy's credit card, they do come by. We know that from the Hunter Biden escapades.
Clearly, and now Hunter Biden's new lawyer, some whack job out of Hollywood named Kevin Morris, is trying to insinuate that I somehow had something to do with the release of Hunter Biden's laptop, which if you just flatly say that in public, I might have to sue him because that too is BS. No, look, when you're Roger Stone, when you're a warrior, when you're a winner, when you refuse to quit fighting these demons, you're epically tired. I mean, right now, and you may know this, Howie, my wife is recovering from stage 4 cancer.
I'm sorry.
Through the healing power of Jesus Christ, she's in full remission. She spent last weekend in an overheated, dusty warehouse looking for our 2006 tax records. Why? Because the Biden Justice Department is suing me over my 2006 taxes. They imply in their complaint that I've either underreported income, false, or failed to report assets, also false. I merely stopped paying. Yes, I owe them money. That's a matter of public record. Like millions of Americans, I do owe money to the IRS. And guess what? I made payments every year for 5 years without missing a payment until they bankrupted me. Now they're suing me over my inability to pay. It's Kafka-esque they are so evil.
What would you say to, I mean, for, you know, how evil the rest of them are, but this guy Heidi is a new player, just a minor functionary in the destruction of the FBI and truth and justice in the American way. What would you say to Heidi if you could speak to him right now, knowing what you know now about his background?
I think he needs to go to prison for 7 to 9 years. That's what they wanted to give me. Let me tell you this about Agent Heidi. When I was in the FBI car going to be processed, handcuffed behind my back, I asked if they could please just put the handcuffs on the front so I could actually sit normally, and they said no. They said no. Like I'm El Chapo or like I'm Osama bin Laden. I mean, recognize, I have no previous record. I was charged in a white-collar crime, which was totally fabricated to begin with. These guys acted like I was, you know, a gangster of some kind, a drug dealer or domestic terrorist or international terrorist. The raid on my home cost $1.1 million because the government was on shutdown. Therefore, every one of those 29 agents was getting time and a half. But here's the most interesting thing, Howie. On January 3rd, 2020, only by court order, Mueller is forced to disgorge the final long-hidden, long-redacted sections of his secret report regarding Roger Stone, in which he admits that he never found any evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any involvement in the phishing and publication of Podesta's emails. The judge in my trial withheld that information.
Was this judge that, the jury foreman was a former Black Lives Matter-type Democrat congressional candidate, wasn't she? All right, what's your website if people want to help you out, Roger?
They can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. There is not a month in which my legal bills are not greater than the amount that I earn by busting my hump. So, yes, stonedefensefund.com, and God bless you if you do.
Okay, thank you, Roger Stone. We'll talk to you again as this trial winds down, okay? Stonedefensefund.com. I like to have somebody else talking about this as well. I mean, this trial is just outrageous, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night, you finally fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep that well last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best night's sleep possible as soon as you put your head on the pillow like I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's also the MyPillow bed sheets, the 6-piece towel sets, the roll and go anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort that you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. and use the code Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should elephants be granted human rights?
I got nothing against elephants, but the answer is no.
82% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, if you want to get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Aviva Trattoria, it's a great, great restaurant. That's where Grace and I are going to be tomorrow at the one in Maynard. And we're going to be there from noon to 6 for Grace's 30th birthday party. And if you want to get the gift certificates, you won't have them to use tomorrow, but it's a great restaurant, and it's the summer's coming up, Father's Day. We've got a few left. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. HowieCarShow.com, click on store for a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Aviva Trattoria. I want to know more about those lasagna fritters. When you say fritters, I pretty much like it. I like fritters. Whatever's in the fritter, just about. Even zucchini, say. I'll take a fritter. But lasagna fritter sounds pretty good. It's like a conch fritter. Down on the Cape. 844-500-4242. This just makes me so angry what's going on in this trial and how they may be getting away with it. I'm just disgusted with what's going on. I mean, there's a lot to be disgusted about, but this is one of those things that's going under the radar screen. As Elon Musk put it, for most people don't even know this trial's going on. And it's really a shame. And the media don't want to report it because they were part of it. They're not going to give themselves up, are they? They were part and parcel of all of these hoaxes, whether it was the Russian Yota phones or the Alpha Bank server or the dodgy dossier or the American dead in Europe or losers. All of this stuff, all of it. They made it all up. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call, man. You know, a long, long time listener.
Thank you.
And, you know, what is really getting me, and I've been aware for too long, I think. It's like that song, Talk to My Eyes, been open too long, you know.
Right.
It really feels to me as if they're trying their hardest to instigate a real insurrection.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. 844-500-4242. Don't want to get too far deep into the weeds there. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
The question I have, isn't it a crime to try to frame people? Isn't it a crime to spy on Americans?
You would think so. And it's definitely, these agencies are definitely not allowed to get into domestic politics like the CIA. The CIA is only supposed to operate outside the boundaries of the U.S. And if they find anything, they're supposed to turn it over to a domestic agency. But obviously, they're hip deep in this. Sussman was trying to promote this ridiculous theory about the Alpha Bank to the CIA after the FBI, even as corrupt as they are and as incompetent as they are, shot him down. You're right. But you have to have people who are willing to prosecute, and they're not willing to prosecute. And what a big mistake for Trump to have appointed Christopher Wray. We can never forgive Chris Christie for that. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
You know, we always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy, he's all right. He's a good fella, he's one of us. You understand? We were good fellas, wise guys.
See, the book that that the movie came out of was called Wise Guys. But there was a TV show that grabbed the name Wise Guys first, so they had to change the name to Goodfellas. And they tried to buy the rights to everybody's name, and the guy that becomes Jimmy Conway, that's the Robert De Niro character, that was Jimmy Burke. And Jimmy Burke, for some reason, wouldn't sell the name and sell his own name. He wanted more money, I guess. So they went with Jimmy Conway. But that's who it was. He died in prison in like 1996. I saw him when he was sentenced on the Boston college point shaving scandal in Brooklyn Federal Court. And I knew he was a major gangster, and you know, I tried to watch him, but there was nothing, you know, terribly outstanding about him. He wasn't like Jerry Angiulo screaming and yelling. He was just in a jumpsuit. And I did see him. I saw the guy live, and I talked to Henry Hill on the radio once. So it's such a great movie. It is. And Ray Liotta was just fantastic at it. Perfect casting. And I think it was Joe Pesci's greatest role too. You know, I know Joe Pesci was in some, you know, he's had a lot of good movies, including what, Home Alone, but
Casino.
But Casino's kind of like it's
JFK.
I wouldn't say that's that great, but Casino is kind of like it's a great movie, but it's not as good as Goodfellas. It's by the same guy. So I don't know. It's really something though, that the whole thing that it's, you know, that it went on for as long as it did, and the Lufthansa job and all that. Anyway, and by the way, his son was a lawyer up here. He had two sons, Jimmy Burke, Frank James Burke and Jesse James Burke. Those were the names of his two sons. One of them got killed in a drug deal, and the other one became a lawyer and worked up here in Boston for a while for one of the guys I knew and who did a lot of mob cases as well. Then I think he went back to New York. 844-500-4242. By the way, there's a story in the Daily Mail, and I'm not sure, you know, if it's real or not. It comes out of The Sun, which is Rupert Murdoch's tabloid in the UK. And apparently there's somebody on Reddit who said that she was playing with these games with Ramos, the killer in Uvalde, Texas, and she says that she reported him to the FBI after he threatened to, quote, shoot up a school when he lost their game, just hours before the 18-year-old gunman killed 21 people in a Texas school massacre. They were playing the horror survival game Dead by Daylight with four other people online. She became disturbed when she heard a male gamer playing the killer launching a furious tirade when he lost and started saying he was going to shoot up a school. He even claimed he would use an AR-15. That's what he used when he shot up the school. The female gamer then recorded the male gamer making the threats and sent an audio to the FBI along with to the creators of the game. But again, I don't know. This is something that I can't see how they got it except by maybe from Reddit, because she was on Reddit. But it's out there. It's a story that's out there. It's in the Daily Mail, which has the largest circulation of any website in the news website in the Western world. 844-500-4242. So now they're talking about you know, what they're going to do to make the schools safer, harden the schools is the word that they're using. But meanwhile, before this happened the other day, there was a story that came out from the Federalist, what the Biden administration was really, where they were really putting their money, federal funds. Biden administration, K-12 schools must put boys into girls' bathrooms to get federal lunch money. This was announced this month. They schools that accept any federal food funding, including food stamps, must now allow males who claim to be females to access female private spaces, such as showers, bathrooms, and sleeping areas. Such organizations must also follow protocols such as requiring staff to use inaccurate pronouns to describe transgender people and allowing male staff to dress as women while on the job. Okay? So if you want to get money for food lunches, this is what you have to do according to the Federalist. Did you see this thing about State Farm insurance? You didn't see this?
No.
This is down in Florida. They were busted on Monday. The company State Farm is, you know, very, very conservative. Just like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So now they're saying just like a good groomer, State Farm is there, because it was announced that the company had partnered, I think this was in Florida, with the Gender Cool Project, to donate books regarding transgenderism and gender fluidity to schools in order to, quote, increase representation of LGBTQ plus books and support our communities in having challenging, empowering, and important conversations with children ages 5+. By the close of business on Monday, the CEO of State Farm had reportedly heard from more than 2,000 independent State Farm agents nationwide and probably a flood of customers. And the company then announced it was ending its partnership with the Gender Cool Project. A third generation agent from the West Coast shared, "This is a family I've known and loved my whole life. And today, for the first time, I'm not proud to be a State Farm agent." The other one said, "We agents are independent and 100% commission. In addition to supporting my family, I have 3 employees, including 2 single mothers, and I worry about this harming our business so much that I may have to lay someone off. My own sister said if it wasn't for me, she would change insurance companies immediately." So this is a guy, this was done by a guy named Soto. I don't know what his first name is. You know what his title is? He is corporate responsibility analyst. And so anyway, the CEO, the executive vice president, Rand Harbart, I guess he's the flack catcher for the State Farm Insurance, said, "We made a mistake with our involvement in this program, and we're sorry. As much as we would like to be aware of every program and involved in every decision, it's simply not possible, as most of these gifts are small. In this case, it was $40,000. It doesn't seem small to me. I bet that buys a lot of grooming-type books they put in kindergarten and elementary school libraries. We're taking the necessary steps so nothing like this ever happens again." This is from State Farm Insurance. "I'm sorry you and your teams are having to spend time on this issue." So that's it. They're lucky they didn't get more bad ink on this, actually. 617, inflation, crime, border, and Biden is concerned about bathrooms and transgenders. Yes, he is. By the way, another story. This is a weird story. This was in the New York Times. There's this guy, John Fetterman. He's the Democrat who won the Senate primary in Pennsylvania, but he had a stroke. Another one of these guys who had a stroke. So many people are dying or having strokes in their 60s, like Ray Liotta. I don't know what killed Ray Liotta, and I don't know why all these politicians are suddenly having strokes when they're in their 50s and their 60s. But he had a stroke right before the primary, and he's kind of being overshadowed now by the recount that's going on between Dr. Oz and David McCormick. But apparently this is a lot more serious than they're making it out to be, according to the New York Times. Doctors installed a pacemaker with a defibrillator to treat his atrial fibrillation that led to a clot forming. none of that adds up to a minor stroke. Defibrillators, always, which always come with pacemakers, are used to prevent sudden death. They ask me, they ask you if you're, if you have a pacemaker. They asked me that this morning before they did this little procedure on my nose. They are usually implanted in people with weakened heart muscle or those who survived an episode in which the heart stopped. An associate professor of medicine and a cardiac electrophysiologist at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Medicine said he shared another doctor's suspicion that Mr. Fetterman, he's the Democrat candidate for the Senate for Pat Toomey's seat, has a damaged heart. He is at risk for sudden cardiac death. For someone on the campaign trail, that might raise concerns. They also did a thrombectomy, and a professor at or a stroke specialist at Mass General and a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School said doctors only do a thrombectomy only when a large artery in the brain is blocked. So this is pretty serious. It's a lot more serious. And the fact that the New York Times, a Democrat party organ, is talking about this is also significant, I think. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to say I was a school teacher for like 40 years, just retired, and spent over 20 of them in Newark, New Jersey. And, concerning the school shooting, I can't figure out for the life of me how this guy ever got into the building. I've looked online, but I haven't seen the details. Because I know, the school shootings have been going on.
Well, they announced that the press, Mike, they announced at the press conference today, someone from the Texas Department of Public Safety, at least one of the doors was unlocked. That's how he got in.
All right. Well, that would be my point, because at our school, I mean, we had constantly drills for a shooter either inside the building or outside the building, codes for what we were supposed to do, and no one could get into the building without first being allowed in by a security guard who looked at you, through bulletproof glass or
right.
a steel door and allowed you in. So that to me is the real issue, not, gun control or, other questions that come up.
Well, how about the fact that apparently the police outside just stood outside for more than an hour and they said they didn't have a key to get in? Well, why didn't they, shouldn't they have just tested all the doors? I mean, this guy, this shooter, he got in an unlocked door. I wonder if he locked it. I rather doubt it. Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I to me, that's the issue, is that somebody screwed up. Procedures were in place and people screwed up. And, I don't know, maybe the guy cased the joint before. Maybe he was aware of the.
I don't think so. This guy was, this happened the day after he didn't graduate from high school, and apparently he was a serious weed smoker, and that was one of the problems he had with his mother and his grandmother, was that they didn't let him smoke weed. And Alex Berenson, the guy who's done a lot of good work on COVID-19, and he's on Substack, and he said today, this is another case where, the marijuana that's being sold and is available now is not like the marijuana of the 60s or the 70s. It's a lot more powerful. And people are smoking, kids especially, are smoking a lot more of it. And it's probably not good for anybody to smoke a lot of pot, but especially younger people whose personalities aren't formed and whose brains aren't really all that well-developed. It's just... It's a lot deadlier than it's made out to be in a Cheech and Chong movie. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. They could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right about now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. I'm holding it in my hand right now, the Eden Pure air purifier. It doesn't take up any floor space, and it is small enough to hold in your hand. and there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Limerick guy says, give me a break with the no key excuse. How'd the Border Patrol guy get in who wound up shooting the nut job? These cops were just gutless, plain and simple. Well, apparently, Taylor says there's audio from a radio station down there with a
TV station. They were on the scene. A Texas DPS lieutenant told them this.
Vanessa, so first I want to acknowledge the brave men and women of law enforcement that showed up to the scene, that actually were involved in the scene, actually made entry into this school and saved more lives. That, of course, we lost 18, but I want to praise those brave men and women of law enforcement. Also,
so that's not the one you were looking for.
No, that he said some officers breached the school to get their kids before the shooter was taken down.
Why didn't they? There's other stuff. I don't know why I can't answer that question. I won't even pose it. You're all thinking the same thing. There's also witnesses claiming that he was outside the school for 12 minutes before he went in, and that he was shooting at a funeral home across the street. And so a texter wants to know, how the hell did he have all the money to buy these guns? This was like $2,000 worth of firearms and ammunition. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Howie, I just wanted to point out that this was the exact same pattern that we saw at Parkland, where the primary police department surrounded the building, and no action was taken until another police department showed up. Remember, down in Florida, a second police department.
That's right, from a small town, from a smaller town.
And they said that they were going in. I think some of these police departments have taken the kind of the logic that we have to do whatever it takes to get home at night. Not to mean to that they have to use an appropriate amount of force to subdue criminals, but that there's a reason for not doing their duty.
Right, right. Well, I think at Parkland High you had, and I don't want to knock everybody who's in stationed at these schools where the municipalities, unlike Boston, haven't removed the cops. But I mean, do you get your gung-ho cops being assigned to work at the schools? Does a gung-ho cop really want to be assigned to work at a school? I mean, at Parkland High, the guy basically hid. They had a security guard assigned by the sheriff's department, and he didn't do anything. He was just a hack who was just trying to put in enough time to get his pension. Right, Patrick?
That's right. And then the first cops showed up and they stood outside and hid behind the trunks of their car.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I hate to make judgments. I mean, would you rush in? I mean, but you're supposed to rush in. The firefighters on 9/11 in New York City rushed in to those burning towers, and they had to know there was a good chance, a likely chance, they weren't ever coming back out, and they did it. I'm Howie Carr.